Xi Jinping praises extraordinary and historic victory of Chinese socialism. WHO and coronavirus battle. By Simon Kent on September 8, 2020. China's President Xi Jinping on Tuesday claimed the triumphant combination of socialism and traditional Chinese culture alongside the World Health Organization, WHO, helped save a great number of lives from the worst of the global coronavirus pandemic. The dictator told a lavish assembly at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing that China's coronavirus leadership was second to none and reinforced the supremacy of communism. "We have passed an extraordinary and historic test," Xi said, praising the country for a heroic struggle against the disease. "We quickly achieved initial success in the people's war against the coronavirus. We are leading the world in economic recovery and in the fight against COVID-19. China has come under intense global scrutiny over its response to the virus, with the United States and Australia leading accusations the Chinese Communist Party willfully covered up the origins and severity of the virus. Indeed, what Xi neglected to mention during his victory paean was the coronavirus was first detected in the central city of Wuhan last November. Its existence was denied before spinning out of control as it swept first to other parts of China and then moved around the world as the WHO bungled its response. As Breitbart News reported, as recently as January, a month after Taiwanese officials stated they had warned of a contagious disease spreading from China, the WHO claimed that no clear evidence existed the Chinese coronavirus was contagious. Despite the evidence of clear mismanagement, Xi said China would continue to support the WHO in playing a leading role in the global fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. "All selfishness, scapegoating and confusing right and wrong will not only hurt a country and its people, but harm people of all countries," Xi said. China itself had helped save a great number of lives from COVID-19 around the world with concrete actions, Xi said, claiming some 209,000 ventilators, 1.4 billion protective suits and 151.5 billion masks has been exported to less well-off countries. China has miraculously reported no coronavirus illnesses from local transmission in more than 3 weeks, with all of the new cases detected in that time allegedly among travelers from abroad only. Meanwhile, the coronavirus pandemic is currently affecting 213 countries and territories around the world. As of September 8, the number of recorded coronavirus cases recorded stands at 27,510,544, with deaths calculated at 897,231. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.